Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Ryan Avila. We are going to talk about, this is an awesome event that is coming up. It's a half marathon here. It's going to take place in Carbon County. And the cool, crazy thing about it is the race itself is full. Okay, over 200 runners from 14 different states will be here to take place in this. And we're looking for now people that, like local businesses that would like to come out, let people know about their business, because once again, these people are going to be new to the area. They're going to be looking for things to do. Businesses can come out. And then, of course, they're going to need a few more volunteers to help with the race and the event itself. And so we're going to talk to Ryan now. Ryan, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. Doing well. So let's talk about the race itself and when it takes place.
All right. So the race is June 19th. It starts at 6:30 a.m. And all the runners are actually meeting at the Carbon County Senior Citizen Center on the big grassy lawn. But then the race starts near Horse Bench out in the southwest desert area of Price.
Okay. And so are you going to... once everybody meets there, are you guys going to kind of transport people there, or are they on their own for transportation?
Yeah, we've got a shuttle company that's local who's going to put all the runners in the buses, drive them down to the start line, and then we'll be ready to go.
Okay, so once again, it's what was the date again?
June 19th.
June 19th, right around the corner. Right around the corner. And we were discussing off the air, it's crazy how many people, and how quickly did this fill up once you guys started advertising for it?
Oh, it was quick. I mean, we only started advertising, I think, in February. And once the word got out, everyone's like, I'm itching to run. I'm itching to do something now that COVID's kind of dying down and it's safe. Plus, a lot of runners are looking for a unique run. And, you know, there's different desert runs out there, but no one's really ran in Price before. And so this is a good opportunity for them to experience a new run in the beginning of the summertime.
And that brings to me my next question. Why this area? I mean, I know why, because it's a great area to do these kinds of things in. But why did you guys pick this area in particular?
Well, so my brother-in-law, he's actually a commander for the Utah National Guard. And so he was, you know, we're chatting about where he goes and what he does. And he was saying that he goes down to Price every now and then for the Guard. And he was mentioning how it's just a really cool place and there's a lot of activities that people don't really know about. So one day, my wife and I, we actually drove down there from Salt Lake City, where we're from. We did some mountain biking. We explored the area. And we thought, you know what? This would be a cool place to put on a half marathon. And then from there, the ball got rolling.
And so you guys just kind of took it from there. And as we said, it's full, 200 runners and 14 different states. Did you imagine that it would be like that?
I mean, you know, I had no idea. I thought it'd be just some local people, maybe a few from, you know, Arizona or Colorado. But I had no idea that people would be really excited about this from different states, including Hawaii and Florida and Virginia. It's pretty wild.
That is pretty wild. And with that being said, you know, we're going to have visitors to the area, and they are going to be looking for things to do. So you guys are looking for businesses like restaurants and things like that that offer different places and services for people to do and go. And you're looking for those kinds of businesses to kind of go and set up and let people know about it. So how's that going to work?
Yeah, absolutely. So after the race, you know, the runners cross the finish line. There's a big grassy area at the Senior Citizen Center. And so we just need businesses who want to promote themselves or maybe offer samples or whatnot to the runners. We need them to just bring any kind of table they have, you know, just a basic foldable plastic table, a canopy if they have one, and basically just set up in the area so they can meet the runners, tell them about what there is to do in Price, where to go eat after the race, you know, what kind of activities there are. And it's very simple, just for 2 hours. And it's just, again, June 19th, and from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., just a two-hour window is really when we need the businesses to come and just support the race and support the runners.
And once again, just let people know what they have to offer if they're going to be hanging around Price for a day or a couple of days, and maybe some
exactly.
of them will stay for even longer.
Yeah, and that's the point. The thing is, like, it's free, too. So if any company just has 2 hours to spare and some staff, it's free just for 2 hours to show up and literally just tell the runners, hey, you know, it's Saturday, you just finished the race, why don't you go to do this activity? Or tomorrow, we're going to be doing these kind of excursions or whatnot. So just a really good chance to promote the local businesses.
Okay. And so you're looking for that, but also these things never happen without people that are willing to pitch in and be sponsors. And so I think we need to mention some of those.
Yeah, you know, we've got, four or five sponsors. I'll just mention them briefly. But, you know, first off, Carbon County, you know, I had the opportunity to apply for an event funding through the Carbon County Office of Tourism. I met with Tina and the board, and they're so great, and so they answered questions, and they actually recommended that I talk to the county commissioner to help fund the event for outside marketing and advertising, and so they were really helpful in supporting us that way. Also, Zero Shoes, they're based out of Colorado. They make very, you know, comfortable, lightweight shoes for running, walking, you know, any activity, really. And so they're going to be sponsoring us by giving some shoes that we're going to raffle off to the runners after the race. Also, Bobello, they're a company based in Utah. Bobello is a self-carbonating hydration mix that's very flavorful. It's very healthy, actually. It has zero sugar, but it has electrolytes, so it's really good for you. And so that company is called Bobello. Also, Nathan Sports. They make running hydration and different products for runners. They're going to be raffling off a bunch of prizes at the race. And then lastly, Life Elevated Realty. It's a real estate company actually here in Utah. And they're going to be sponsoring us as well. So we've been getting a lot of, like I said, sponsors from different areas who have just stepped in and said, hey, we want to help you out with this. We like what you're doing. And so we're really excited to have them on board.
And also, we were discussing the fact that, you know, you need a few more volunteers. And if anyone's interested in even, you know, if they're a business that wants to be out there, if they are someone that wants to volunteer and come out and help you, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so the simplest way is just to email us at wasatchevents.llc@gmail.com. Or they can visit the website utahdeserthalfmarathon.com. And scroll to the very bottom where there's an email and contact number.
All right, Ryan, thank you so much for this. This is going to be a lot of fun coming up on June 19th. It's a great half marathon that's going to take place right here in our backyard, and there's an opportunity for people to go and help volunteer and for businesses to be involved in it. Thanks so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Of course, and I just one more mention, if that's all right. I just want to say thanks to the Boys and Girls Club of Price. They're going to bring a few volunteers out to help us out, and so if you want to just, you know, thank them, I appreciate it. They're local, and they're a great organization to work with.
We'll do it. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. That's Ryan Avila with Wasatch Events. It's about the Desert Half Marathon coming up on June 19th. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.